Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Dave Yutzo. In this show, we're going to talk about computer security. If you'd like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me regarding this or any presentation, please use the question comment box. Okay, let's get started. Computer security over the past years has become more and more important. It's very important to protect this information that's stored on our computer. Unfortunately, there are people out there who want to break into your system, see what you have, and use that against you, or use that as a stepping stone to exploit other systems. So we need computer security. The systems were originally designed without security. It was designed in the beginning, we'd have the computer in the computer room, locked up in a big glass room with no wire or network outside of that room. So that was a very secure room, highly protected. Data or information was stored on punched cards and very easy to protect. Now with internet and networks and computers on computers and telephones and everything else going on, security has taken a leap in importance. So why would someone want to break into your system? Maybe they want your credit card information. Maybe they use you as a stepping stone to break into other systems. And unfortunately, it's become very easy to do. We can find many exploits on the internet by just doing a simple search. So there's a whole series of steps to break into almost anything. But we need to protect this. I'd like to think there's five components of an automated system, and they are the hardware, the software, the data, or the information about a company, the procedures that go along with this, and then the people. So I think there's five pieces of an automated system, and they need to all be addressed with regards to security. Typically, the computer, the server, needs to be locked up in the computer room. On many systems, if I can get access to that computer, the power switch or whatever, I can easily break into the system. It's strongly suggested limit the network whenever possible, so then a firewall in place makes a lot of sense. But this is a career of its own with computer security. Permissions. We always hear of permissions in our operating system. They need to be addressed and monitored. We need a person dedicated to constantly monitor the system because things do change. We need a front end and a back end. I need some sort of protection for people breaking into the system to prevent them as much as well as I possibly can, limit the users on what they can do. And then I also need forensics on the other side to find out, have I been compromised and what actions do I need to take once the system has been broken into? How do I recover? Do I freeze this? What can I do to get out of trouble? But I think it's important to address the five components of the automated system. Again, they are the hardware, the software, the programs, the data, the information about that person's company, the procedures I use. Do I just leave that confidential report sitting on someone's desk? And then finally, the people involved. I've always done it this way. So these are some of my thoughts on security, and I hope you enjoyed this presentation. And thank you for listening. If you'd like, I would like to remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please use the comment box. If you're interested in listening to any of my other shows, just search GoGo Radio Archive for Dave Yutzo. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question comment box. Thank you for your time, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.